Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and we are going to be taking a look at verses 25 through 29. And at first, when you look at these, you probably will be thinking, well, that's an interesting passage to come to in a moment like this. But if you'll follow with me, you'll see why we're going to spend our time here this morning. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken. That is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You know, I was thinking about what do you preach on in a moment like this? You know, 13 years of ministry. And I got to thinking about the very first encounter that I ever had with Brush Hill. And we didn't even know each other at the time. And we both ended up in South Dakota on a mission trip. And I was with the Cookeville Cumberland Presbyterian Church. And some people from Brush Hill were there that week. And I remember that because there was a tornado, a great big storm that happened while we were up there, and a bunch of us young college people wanted to run outside and look at it because I hadn't yet to see a tornado in person, and so I wanted to go meet it and say hello, and Gloria Gregory stood there and yelled at me and yelled at everyone else to get back inside because it was here, and so she might have saved all our lives that night. But I think about that, and I think, you know, what a beautiful memory that is. But something else happened when that tornado went through. It was a crazy night. The guy on the radio was, you could hear the fear in his voice, and he said, you know, it's getting really windy up here on the top of the hill, and I'm all alone here, and I'm scared, and then he cut off. And so we started praying for him because we're like, the tornado could have just taken him away. I mean, we turned out he was okay. But imagine how scary he was. And but what happened in the days that came was always mind-blowing to me. We had done a lot of work at this guy's house. And, you know, we had dug a line for water and laid it down and filled in back in the dirt. We had climbed up huge ladders in windy days. And he even had us mess with power lines for some reason, and when we did that, and then we had put a bunch of insulation under his house, and he called furious because the tornado had blown away his insulation. And I remember thinking, you know, we're not professionals, but I think if a tornado comes, even if you are a professional, it might blow away your insulation. I mean, you know, there's certain amount of winds, right? No matter how hard they blow, so hard that they shake us to the core. And I thought about this moment, and I thought, you know, that's sometimes how we feel with change, right? When change comes, we do feel shaken. You know, it is hard. It's not an easy thing for anybody. And so especially when it comes to change we don't want to see. And so that change becomes even harder. And that's what brings us to this passage. Because there's a kingdom, my friends, that is unshakable. And while everything on this earth is one day going to be shaken away, the kingdom of God is not one of those things. And that's what we're going to focus on this morning. That kingdom that cannot be shaken. That no matter what kind of change is introduced into your life, no matter what happens in your life, the kingdom of God is so secure upon the foundation of Jesus Christ that it cannot be shaken. It cannot be overpowered. I taught in Sunday school to the kids this morning about the wise and the foolish builders, right? And remember the wise builder, what did he build his house upon? Anybody remember? The wise builder built his house upon the rock. The foolish builder built his house upon the Sand, right? So we've got the wise builder, the foolish builder, and of course, who is that rock? Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation. And so that we have that security, and in that foundation, that kingdom that cannot be shaken. And here's why that matters, because in a world that's ever changing, I mean, you know, I ate at a restaurant last night, and they came with these little things in their hand, this piece of technology, and scanned my card right then, and entered it in and entered my tip and did everything, and then I was done. And, you know, used to they'd take my card and disappear with it for 30 minutes and come back, and then I would get it back and hope they didn't steal it, my identity, while they had it. This they do right at your table, and I think how far technology has come and how far it's going to keep coming. And that's just one of the changes. Change, it just keeps happening. But with the kingdom of God, that's the thing that will last. And so I want to share a few things about that, about this unshakable kingdom this morning. The first one is this, that because the kingdom of God is unshakable, welcoming what God has to say is essential. Because the kingdom of God is unshakable, welcoming what God has to say is essential. Sometimes we don't welcome what God has to say if we're honest, right? Sometimes God might say something to us that we don't want to hear, and so we don't welcome it. Other times, it's not about whether we welcome it or not welcome it. It's more about whether we make time for it. And so when we're not making time for it, in a way, we're being unwelcoming. I think about when if someone comes to my house or invites me to dinner, and I sit down across from them, and then, you know, they're on their phone the whole time and never talk to me. You know, that's kind of unwelcoming, right? And it's the same kind of thing here. We do that with God all the time. And we can be unwelcoming with these words of life that God has to give us. And notice what the Apostle Paul says. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. Now, who's he talking about? He's talking about Jesus who speaks. See to it that you don't refuse him who speaks. When Jesus speaks, don't refuse it. Why? Because if the people were held accountable who on this earth were with Jesus and they didn't listen and they were held accountable, and we think about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were held accountable for not listening. He goes on to say, how much more now that Jesus is in heaven, when he speaks, will we be held accountable if we don't listen? You know, that's what's at stake in the unshakable kingdom, because the words of life Jesus gives, they're the words that are going to last forever. The work that he's doing in your heart, that's what's going to last forever. The path that he's leading you down, that's what's going to stand the test of time. You see, people today make numerous excuses for not taking the time to consider what God is revealing. But we would be wise to listen. And you hear the earnest in Paul's message here. And why would we be wise to hear it? Because every new day brings us closer to judgment. Now, it sounds like an awful hard thing to talk about in today's time here in 2019. But you hear the judgment in this. That everything's going to fade away. That everything that is not of God is going to be shaken. And so that makes it all the more important that we listen to see what is from God. That we make sure we take the time to say, God, what do you want to say to me today? And we have ears to hear and eyes to see. Because every day brings us closer to judgment. Now, the good news for the Christian is what? We're covered by the righteousness of Christ. So when that day of judgment comes, we can stand secure. But every day brings us closer to that judgment. It also reveals to us that this world is meant to be a pilgrimage. You know, that's why things are always changing. That's why we're always changing. You know, if you look at your spiritual walk, if you look at your heart, and you compare where you are today to where you are a decade ago, you've changed. You've changed on the inside. You've changed on the outside. And God is continuing to do things in you, all in preparation for what's to come, when the earth and the heavens will be shaken, and there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. Also, this third thing that comes out of this is that men and women are responsible beings. We're going to be held responsible for what we do. You know, I've thought about what I've taught in the last 13 years, and one of the things that I hope that I've been able to do is to impart with you the knowledge that it's upon Christ which we stand, and we need him because we're all going to be before the judgment seat, and we need that covering, and we need that grace and that mercy and the reconciliation that's been done. But ultimately, we are going to be asked, did you listen when I spoke? Did you follow me when I led? Did you trust me when I asked you to obey? And the Lord's going to continue, that's going to be the questioning that we have when we stand before him. And as we think about our lives and what's going on, do we take the time to welcome that which is unshakable? Or do we spend most of our time welcoming all that stuff that's going to fade away? My hope and prayer is that we'll welcome that which is unshakable, that which is of the kingdom of God. And that leads us to our second thought, that because only the kingdom of God is unshakable, worldly pursuits will always prove to have limited benefits. Every worldly pursuit there is has a life expectancy on it. You know, that's why people who win the lottery, most of them end up bankrupt. That's why, you know, we think about whether it's money, whether it's status, whether it's power, all those things fade away. You know, how many times do we hear stories about great people who thought their greatness would last forever, and then it disappeared overnight? All you got to do is turn on the news and you'll hear all about that. That's the thing about worldly pursuits, that they have a limited benefits. There's a short window in which they're to be, you can enjoy them and then they're gone. And that's why making sure that we're investing our time in that which lasts. You know, everyone is glorifying something, and that something is what they often end up living for. Therefore, it is critical that we make sure that what we glorify has eternal value. That's why we need to make sure that what we glorify, what we put up on a pedestal, we need to make sure that it'll stand the test of time. You know, when I'm dealing with issues in my life, I always have a question that I ask myself. I don't ask it out loud. I think it, and it is this. In the scope of eternity, how much does this matter? I always ask myself that question. And if I can't make a case that it's a part of the unshakable kingdom, well then I kind of, if I'm worried about it, I breathe a sigh of relief. If I'm chasing after it, I think, is this really the best use of my time? I mean, I reorient around that question of, is this of eternal significance? In the scope of eternity, does this matter? Am I going to worry about it in heaven? And if I can't make that case, then I kind of pass it aside. And I'm given a great freedom there. And how much of our lives, and I can't answer this for you, but how much of your life, how much of our lives are spent chasing after things that are here today and gone tomorrow, that are not going to be with us in heaven? The unshakable kingdom, that should be our pursuit. The kingdom of God, walking into the fullness of living and dwelling there. And then that leads us to our third thought. Because the kingdom of God is unshakable, it's only upon the gospel that we can stand. You see, if the kingdom of God's unshakable, then we have to find something unshakable to stand on that grants us entrance, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is nothing else. I've shared with you before my struggle with trying to stand on my own. I've even shared with you to the point that I thought I got so good at standing on my own that I thought, I haven't sinned today. And then my pride, the Lord showed me that even that arrogant statement was sinful in itself. And then he showed me all the other times I had sinned that day and that I wasn't even aware of, because I needed a good dose of humility. It's only the gospel. This is one of the most freeing things I have learned about the Christian faith. That I am special when I stand before God, not because of my effort, not because of all the works that I try and achieve and my perfection. That I'm special when I stand before God because of the work that Jesus Christ did on Calvary. And I don't have to stand based upon the merits of my own work. I get to stand based upon the finished work of Jesus Christ. And it is enough and always will be enough. And I don't have to try and impress God. How many of us, maybe you can recall a time where maybe you had to go to a business meeting, or maybe it was a first date or second date where you really tried to impress somebody. You know, maybe you got all prettied up or dressed up and in your best suit or whatever it might be, and you tried to sound articulate as you spoke, and you weren't really yourself because you were so concerned about impressing the person in front of you. And if we're talking a relationship or a friendship, you probably remember the time when you finally got to stop trying to impress somebody and you just got to enjoy their company. What a special time that is in a friendship, in a relationship. And then you could just be yourself and not feel like you needed to put on a show. Well, if that happens in our human relationships, how much more does it happen between us and a God who is so holy that he's described here as a consuming fire? And what a privilege it is for us to know that we can be ourselves before God. That we don't have to worry about getting all dolled up, because you know what? Jesus has dolled us all up. And when God the Father sees me and you, he sees the covering of Christ all over us. What a beautiful thing that is. You see, we stand before God not based upon our own merits, but on the merits of Christ alone. It is his redeeming work that secures our standing, cleanses our conscience, and unites us with God. He's the one who does it. And let me tell you what a joy that is. So if I could leave something with you, it'd be that. The work is finished. It's about us embracing that work. That's what the Christian life's about. It's us applying what was done on Calvary 2,000 years ago, each and every day to our lives. And why is it worth it? Because the kingdom of God is unshakable, and the treasures within it are unmatchable. Because the kingdom of God is unshakable, the treasures held within are unmatchable. You know, I'm always fascinated, I don't know if anybody else is, by those stories where someone finds a lost hidden treasure. It doesn't matter what the treasure is. Sometimes they'll find a stash of rare coins. Sometimes they'll find a shipwreck with gold in it. I'm like, I would love to be that person. Wouldn't you? Not only for the money, but just for the adventure of it. To be able to find a treasure that everyone thought was lost. And I think about, well, if I feel that way about a worldly treasure that I've already said is here today and gone tomorrow, how much greater sense do I feel of anticipation, of love and enjoyment of those treasures which will never fade away? Paul alluded to them in the children's message this morning. You see, the world is always trying to pitch the benefits of one thing or another, but nothing compares to the kingdom of God. There's nothing. Nothing that compares to it. You're blessed with forgiveness. If you know what it's like to be forgiven, if you know what it's like to forgive, the blessing that comes from being forgiven, there's nothing like it. You are blessed with reconciliation, primarily first between you and God, but then also between others. What a beautiful thing that is, to be reconciled to to someone. You are blessed with an inheritance, right? We're adopted. We're sons and daughters of God. Co-heirs with Christ. We have a heavenly inheritance. And I love this one. You're blessed with security. That might be one of my favorites of all. The security that you have in Jesus Christ. You know, in this moment in the life of the church, you might feel a little insecure. I want you to know, in God's unshakable kingdom, you are completely secure. You don't have to wonder, does God suddenly stop holding me tight? No. What are we told in Romans? Nothing can pluck you out of my hand. That's what God says. Think about that. What are we told in the Psalms? If you go up to the heavens, I am there. If you find yourself in the depths, I am there. The security that we have in Christ, that's something that never leaves. That's a part of that unshakable kingdom. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me happy today. To know that this time that we've spent together, this time we've spent in the Word, this time we've spent in prayer, this time we've spent serving Christ, sowing seeds of hope and life, that's a part of that unshakable kingdom. That work doesn't fade away. Things might change, but that work that we've been doing, that kingdom work, that gospel work, it's what stands the test of time. And when Jesus says, what did you do with what I gave you? You'll have something to point to. And you're going to continue to have things to point to as we continue that journey, as we walk with Him, as we talk with Him, as we live as His children and knowing that He's our God. That's what being a part of the unshakable kingdom is all about. Trading in those things that are here today and gone tomorrow for those things that are here forever. So that's the invitation this morning. Are you walking in that unshakable kingdom? Have you become a part of that unshakable kingdom? Is it an urgent matter that you hear what Christ has to say to you? Because you know whatever He's revealing is going to stand the test of time. That's what lies before us. Everything else might feel uncertain, but there's one thing I know for certain, that God loves you, that He sent His Son to die for you, that through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, you are reconciled to the Father, and as a guarantee of that deposit, the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you. Those kind of things can never fade. They will never fade. And that's where our hope is. That's where our life is, and that's where our light is. Let us pray. Father, it is always a struggle with us to look at the world around us and see the changes and lose sight of the fact that you never change. When we feel like our world is shaken, sometimes we forget that Your kingdom is unshakable. Lord, we pray that You'd help us to rediscover that this morning. That You would help us to lean upon Your life, Your truth. Help us to listen and welcome when You speak. Give us the courage to set aside those things which fade away and to make it a priority to embrace that which lasts forever. We need Your help with this. We need Your help walking the path that leads to life. Give us the courage, give us the hope, and give us the faith to continue to trust You, even when we feel a little shaky about it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As Michael comes forward to lead us in our closing hymn, I want to invite you this morning. If you're struggling with it, with something, If there's a part of your life that feels like it's shaken and you're being tossed back and forth and you're worried about it and you're concerned about it, come down to this altar and pray. Come down to this altar and say, Lord, I know that you stand firm and that in Christ I will not be defeated. What are we told? Greater is he that's in us than he who's in the world. Let us lean upon that. If you've got a burden on your heart, if you've got a struggle in your life, come down to this altar and bring it before our Father in heaven, who says, let me show you where you can stand secure in Christ. Come as you feel led by the Holy Spirit.